Who's up? Jeff Brindle, the executive director of the State Election Law Enforcement Commission, ELEC, for weeks wrote columns for Insider NJ detailing why he thought S-1500 was a good idea, and on Thursday, by a unanimous vote of 31-0, the state Senate passed the bill that imposes stiffer donor disclosure requirements. Darren Woolridge, following a screening committee appearance, the karate instructor and former sheriff's officer, appeared to have the organizational edge this week in his quest to represent the Republican Party this year as a candidate for Passaic County Sheriff. Anil Ilya Mehia, on the week that the Vermont senator announced his intentions to pursue the presidency in 2020, the executive director of Working Families, landed a gig as the national political director of the Bernie Sanders for President campaign. Amanda Osborne, the veteran of the historic 2018 Malinowski for Congress campaign, takes over from Benji Schwartz as the Central Jersey Democratic Congressman's Director of Communications. Bernie Sanders, it showed some political pizzazz for the anti-establishment Sanders to come into U.S. Senator Cory Booker's, D. New Jersey, home state and snatch one of its best progressive operatives to serve as his national political director. Who's down the override? They worked it out in the end. Oh, well. So much for more New Jersey political theater. Theodore McCarrick, the Catholic Church defrocked the disgraced former Archbishop of Newark following a church investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against minors and adults in a trial that produced a verdict of guilty. Jeff Casco, the Haddonfield deputy mayor, made an appearance in Superior Court this week to hear a list of charges against him related to a February 12 arrest, which include aggravated assault on a police officer, assault with a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, and leaving the scene of an accident. For more, please go here. The Alternative for Germany Party, a court this week rejected a lawsuit against Berlin Mayor Michael Mueller filed by the Alternative for Germany, AfD, party, which accused the mayor of backing a counter-protest to an action organized by the far-right group. Sean Ehrlin, the new GOP chairman of Burlington County, continues to endure a bucking bronco ride over his decision to withdraw his support for incumbent Assemblyman Joe Howarth, R8. This time the criticism came from the chair of the local party organization in Pemberton and from the former head of the party. Donald Trump, not that he was ever going anywhere politically in New Jersey anyway, but the president may not be able to appear on the 2020 ballot in New Jersey if he fails to disclose his tax returns, after the state Senate on Thursday passed a Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg CO-sponsored bill. Again, it doesn't look like Trump's too worried.